John Davidson, co-owner of Davidson Brothers Brewing Company, announced this week the company produced the first brew from its new 22,000 square foot facility in Queensbury.
50 barrels of our signature IPA that we brewed 17 years ago downtown.
Davidson Brothers opened its Glens Falls Brew Pub in the mid-90s. Its new facility houses a Peter Austin brewing system, a traditional open-top fermentation system that Davidson says is the second largest of its kind in the U.S. But Davidson Brothers is not the only beverage producer expanding in the region. Smaller companies have been spurred on by New York's recent farm brewery, distillery, and cidery laws that have helped the Empire State capitalize on the craft brewing craze. Peter Ost is president and CEO of the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce.
There's an explosion of both beer and ale brewers, distilleries for spirits, distilled spirits, and wineries who are developing various types of wines throughout this entire region. In the last 6 months alone, there's been over a dozen of these companies that have been then these micro enterprises that are focused on craft beverages that have developed and started their businesses.
The Adirondack Regional Chamber, working with other local chambers, is preparing for launch this summer a craft beverage tour for the Warren, Washington County region. Oss said the work is still in its planning stages.
It includes mapping and special tours that you can take that'll be part of this. That'll go both in the southern part of our area and the northern part of our area.
Oss said the tourism focus will help bring more customers to the area. Ed Bartholomew, president of EDC Warren County, said the craft beverage tour is a natural extension of the wine trails in western New York.
If you go to the western part of New York State, you're inundated with opportunities for tours along the Finger Lakes and so forth, and I think this is a natural extension that brings in these communities in a very positive way, just for some recreation and tourism value, and I think that's just another added element.
Davidson said he believes his new brewery in Queensbury, located close to popular outlet shopping and Six Flags Great Escape, as part of a craft beverage tour, will help bring more people into downtown Glens Falls.
So it brings more people to understand the product and what we have in the region, and then pushes people that come to the brewery now for tastings and tours down to Glens Falls to come to our restaurant, go to the museums, shops, and create some activity down there.
Ed Bartholomew mentioned State Senator Betty Little's interest in establishing a local history tour. Historical attractions in the area include Fort Ticonderoga and Fort William Henry in Lake George. Bartholomew said this fall, EDC is looking to hold an arts, recreation, tourism, and hospitality summit.
And bring all of the partners together, both from a public point of view and a private point of view, see how we can share marketing. I mean, Great Escape has great marketers. Gore Mountain, and they have large budgets. Municipal budgets of promotions are rather small, so let's pool our talents together and see how we can be more creative and come up with our identity. And if it's going to be the Greater Lake George area, then let's use that as the portal.
The Chamber's craft beverage tour is planned to begin this June. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.